Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Revelation. Now to Pastor Chris.
Revelation 17. And first, a PG-13 warning on today's chapter. Parents, listen first. For the rest of us, a question. When you hear the word religion, is it a positive or a negative? You may be surprised to find out that the word religion only comes up 5 times in the Bible. And of those, only once is it a positive. And that is a reference to pure and undefiled religion. Every other time in the Bible, it's religion gone bad. Look around the world and there's plenty of it. And a lot of it in the name of Jesus. Now I know that atheists hate religion, but what does God think of it? We'll get back to that. But here in Revelation 17, we come to one of the most mysterious characters in the book. Babylon. We left off with the final bowl of God's wrath poured out on the earth, and God remembered specifically Babylon the Great and gave her the cup with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Now this one character is called out by name for wrath. Back in chapter 14, a great angel declared to the world that Babylon is fallen. Who or what is Babylon? Now this is an important one. So important that in verse 1, John tells us, "One of the 7 angels who had the 7 bowls came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters.'" So the angel tells John to take a closer look at this one specific punishment. And chapter 17 and 18 will be just that. It is the punishment of the great prostitute. Now the Old Testament will be the key to unlock this chapter. In the Old Testament, prostitution and adultery are often used to picture cheating on God, worshiping false gods who aren't really gods, like money and pleasure and knowledge, instead of worshiping the God who gave them, is cheating on God. That's adultery. And when you worship other gods for the benefits that it'll give you, getting paid, that's prostitution. Remember Hosea's story? Verse 2 explains that this great prostitute seduced the kings and inhabitants of the whole earth. This is about the whole world cheating on God. And then verse 3, "Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had 7 heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth." So the picture gets interesting. This prostitute has a name, Babylon. Not just a prostitute, the mother of prostitutes and abominations. And in the vision, John sees her riding a beast. Now we've seen this beast before, the 7 heads and 10 horns, it is Antichrist. And this woman, Babylon, rides atop the beast as if he were under her control. Now if you thought Babylon was a place and not a prostitute, the Old Testament will help again. Babylon is a place, an ancient empire along the Euphrates in modern-day Iraq, with its capital city of the same name. In many ways, the Bible is a tale of 2 cities, Babylon and Jerusalem. Babylon is mentioned 287 times, Jerusalem about 800. To understand the story of the Bible, follow these 2 cities. In the Bible, Babylon represents the world system with 2 major aspects, the godless religion of the world and the kingdom or economic political system of the world. Now watch those, world religion and world kingdom. Babylon's story begins in Genesis 10 and 11 with the Tower of Babel. You remember that one? Nimrod founded Babel. He was a mighty hunter against the Lord, and the people tried to build a tower to heaven until God foiled their plans. Now this is the heart of the story, mankind trying to build their way to heaven on their own work. Babylon means gateway to heaven. Now for a more thorough background, check out our guides to Genesis 10 and 11 and Daniel 2, but I'll give you a quick run through here. Historically, Babylon is the birthplace of false religion. The religious stories, practices, and gods of many civilizations can be tracked back to Nimrod's wife Semiramis and her son Tammuz. The names changed to Venus and Cupid Aphrodite and Eros, to Isis and Horus, and Ashtoreth and Baal. The practice has even crept into the Christian church. Ishtar eggs, Yule logs, Lent, celibate priests in scarlet robes and high hats. It all traces its way back to pagan religions, and ultimately back to Babylon. No, I don't think Easter eggs are inherently evil. As I said yesterday, the real issue here is who you worship. So this woman, Babylon, is not just a prostitute, but a mother of prostitutes. Here in chapter 17, I believe that Babylon represents all false religion of every name, including a great deal that calls itself Christian. The woman is dressed in dazzling attire and holding a golden cup. Religion sure can make itself look pretty, but that shiny cup is filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. Now, ancient Babylon is also the birthplace of commercialism, the world economic political system that runs on money and greed. Commercialism will be judged in chapter 18. But here in 17, the woman is false religion, and she is riding a beast. Religion can be dangerous, but when godless religion rides atop the power of wicked government, it can be outright deadly. In verse 6, I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. Religion is responsible for the death of many believers. Though it's a hard number to count, estimates of Christian martyrs in the last 2,000 years are around 70 million, with most of them in the last century. Now, John explains here that when he saw the woman, he was astonished. What does it mean? And so the angel explains. Now, as you read, there are lots of clues here to investigate. Some really fascinating stuff if you dig. And there are several theories on what it all means. As always, I am not the final authority. But if you decide to study up on this, I recommend balance. Read several opinions. BlueLetterBible.org has a good variety of commentaries. Most of all, keep your eyes on the big picture. The beast is clearly Antichrist here, but then a reference in verse 9 to the seven hills on which the woman sits is interesting. There's one very famous city on seven hills. It's Rome. So this could be a rebuilt Roman Empire, which would basically be a united Europe. Also near Rome is the Vatican, the single most powerful hub of religion in the world. And the Catholic Church has some bad history of riding political power. And there's a lot of good in the Catholic Church too. But I think there's more to this picture. False religion takes many names and many forms, and this woman pictures all of it. But now imagine if the rapture took all the genuine Christians out of the Catholic Church, the Orthodox, the Protestant, and all the rest too, and all that was left was the hypocrites, the fakes, all the power and money still there. Now team them up with godless religions worldwide, and you get false, empty, greedy, adulterous religion, the harlot. Now put that on top of a beast of a new world government. One world religion, one world government, united in purpose. Now, like I said, the theories abound here on what the details mean, but don't miss the big picture. What is this all about? Verse 14. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. In the end, it is a war against Jesus. This is back to the battle of Armageddon. But Jesus overcomes the world. The kings gather, but he is King of kings. And with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. That's us. And the chapter ends with a beast and 10 kings with him, turning against the prostitute. They hate her. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Ultimately, this is about judgment. False religion is betrayed by the power and greed that she rode in on. God has his final say, his last statement on what he thinks of godless religion. As it says in verse 17, "For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose."
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.